Acorns knows that when you're in school, money can be tight. There's books, there's supplies, there's buffalo chicken pizzas at 2 a.m. Acorns can round every purchase up to the nearest dollar and automatically invest your spare change for you. Turn that pizza into small steps towards your future. Plus, Acorns is giving students a $10 bonus investment. Go to acorns.com/college to get started. Investment advisory services offered by Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
And on that note, welcome to Real News with Lee Leffingwell on this last day, the very last day of 2022. This is Saturday, December 31st, early morning. And that's right, people. You probably wonder where I've been. I've been gone for 10 days. This is the longest I've been between podcasts since I started this, I believe, October 15th of 2021. Can you believe it already? We're on 1 year, so that's 1 year and 2 months that I've been doing this, folks. And that's the longest break that I've taken. Okay, so you ask me why? Well, probably some of it due to some of my mental health issues, man. For those of you know that knows I have some serious PTSD going on that I've had for a while. And what else? What else do I want to talk about? And I've had, I don't know, on and off, I haven't been feeling 100%. I guess there's like a flu or something going around. I'm pretty sure I didn't have COVID, even though I didn't test for COVID. I had COVID in the past. You've heard me talk about it. I've had it on two different occasions. But my allergies and everything's been bothering me, and I'm going through some other stuff I really don't want to discuss. Kind of getting on the other side of this, trying to stay positive with things in life. But let's see, to go back to what I want to discuss. So I want to discuss on this podcast the smoking gun that nobody's talking about. And of course, you've heard me talk about Elon Musk releasing the Twitter files, and you know all about that. But just the other day, they dropped another nugget of information, and this is on CNN. This is everywhere. You know how they keep saying, you know, the Democrats in Washington, the establishment, the swamp, that's pretty much has Trump, Donald Trump, on the chopping block, saying that he's going to be arrested for what, causing violence and the insurrection at the Capitol on January 6th. Okay, so if they have all of their ducks in the row, excuse me, people, I still have a cold here going on, so I've got a feeling my voice is not going to sound 100%, but bear with me here, because this needs to be discussed. They're supposed to, you know, if you listen to CNN for the last 2 years, right, and even in the last month all over Twitter, they're saying Donald Trump is finished. That's what they said this month. You know, people that are supposed to be way, way smarter than me, right, that went to Ivy League type schools, right? Okay, they're supposed to be smarter than me. They're supposed to be. And they've been telling people and lying to people, the Democrats, Adam Schiff, up in Congress and the Senate and the House, all these Democrats have been preaching how they've got Trump this time, right? If they have him, then how come on December 28th, January 6th committee, this is on CNN now, the January 6th committee drops a Trump subpoena? What is a subpoena? A subpoena is where you're ordered to testify in court. You're commanded, you're ordered. There's no, it's not like they fucking said, hey, Donald Trump, we want you to come to court. Can you do it? No, a fucking subpoena means you're fucking commanded to do it. Well, the January 6th committee dropped it. So this is what happened. The House January 6th committee, which is supposed to be bipartisan, mind you, and the people that don't know what bipartisan means, that means Democrats and Republicans working together. But it's made up of mostly Democrats and sellout Republicans. But anyway, so on December 28th, the House January 6th committee withdrew its subpoena of former President Donald Trump as it concludes its work. And this is what they said. The chairman, Benny Thompson, he's a Missouri Democrat. He wrote a letter to Trump's attorney Wednesday, and the letter was obtained by CNN. So he said, in light of the imminent end of our investigation, the select committee can no longer pursue the specific information covered by the subpoena. Therefore, through this letter, I hereby formally withdraw the subpoena issued to former President Trump and notify you that he is no longer obligated to comply or produce records in response to said subpoena. Now, the committee subpoenaed Trump in October. This is last October for documents. I'm sorry, just this past October. Not last October, but this past October, just 2 months ago, for documents and testimony related to his investigation into the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Trump responded by suing the committee to block the subpoena. The committee had already dropped a number of subpoenas related to other witnesses as it wound down its work anyways, but still Trump seized on the withdrawal on social media on Truth platform. He basically said they probably did so because they knew I did nothing wrong or they were about to lose in court. And that's exactly why they did it. Why else would they drop it? The committee wrapped up its investigation by referring Trump to the Justice Department for potential criminal prosecution on 4 separate charges. That's what they're saying. So the committee is basically saying to the Justice Department, we're recommending that Trump is prosecuted. The panel's referrals, however, hold no legal weight, and the Justice Department has already been scrutinized Trump as part of its probe into January 6th and efforts to overturn the 2020 election. So what does this mean? What do they say that? A nothing burger. This is a nothing. This is just to taint Trump's run in 2024. This is to stop. This is made to put doubts in the sheep's mind, in the people that's on the fence to vote for Trump. Because remember, Trump doesn't have to get me Trump doesn't have to convince people like me to vote for him. I'm already a Trump supporter. See what I'm saying? Trump has to reach, and because there, you know, there's people on the other side that's voting for Biden, or they're going to vote for any Democrat no matter what. But how an election is won is by the people in the middle, the undecided voters, that they're not sure who they're voting for. So that's who, in other words, all of this stuff about Donald Trump that's on the news constantly, it's made to turn off the undecided voters to vote for Trump. That's what they're trying to do, see? And unfortunately, they've been winning because these losers are all over Twitter 24/7. And unfortunately, they outnumber us. They outnumber common sense individuals. They really do. I mean, the world is insane, folks. Let's be honest. And the Democrats, let's be honest, the liberals, they own what? Silicon Valley with Apple computers, everything. They own journalism. They own the news, the media. So they can take information and rebrand it as misinformation. And that's what Elon Musk has done. Actually, he has stopped all of that by buying Twitter. So it's going to be interesting, folks. And I just want to sit here and think, okay, they dropped a subpoena. You know, and I know within another week or two, they're going to come up with something else to go after Donald Trump with, right? Like, we all know this. We've all seen the playbook. I mean, they're going to go back to the drawing board and start up with some more shit because that's what they want to do. They want to keep Trump in the news. They can't get his name out of their mouth. They want to destroy Trump. And it's not so much that they want to destroy Trump, the man. You got to understand here, as Donald Trump has said, this is bigger than Donald Trump. It is a movement. It's a movement. I have to ask you, as a Democrat or a Republican or someone that's a libertarian or to the ones that don't vote, have you ever seen anybody like Donald Trump in your life? You haven't, because he's awakened the American people. And if one thing that the Trump presidency Democrats can agree on as well, as well as Republicans, that this guy opened your eyes to corruption. And that, my friends, is a no-no. If you're a Democrat out there, And I've seen more and more Democrats, even on Facebook, and they see that the Washington is corrupt. What other president exposed that? Did Ronald Reagan expose it? Nope. Did Bill Clinton expose it? Nope. Did George W. Bush, who was supposed to be amazing during the 9/11, September 11th attacks, right? He was supposed to be this amazing patriot. Did he expose the corruption in Washington? The answer is a resounding nope. All the way down the line, did Barack Obama expose corruption? Nope. You know what they did? They went in as president, collected a paycheck, and left. And they got even richer. You got to understand, Trump is the only president, and you can fact check me, he's the only president that went in with more money, that he had more money than all of the other presidents, and he left, he took a loss, is what I'm saying. In other words, all the other presidents prior to Donald Trump, including Joe Biden, when they took office as a presidency, they became multimillionaires within 4 or 8 years. So my question is, how the fuck did that happen? Do you understand that the presidential salary is a $400,000 a year? That's it? $400,000 a year. So, and then like people like Nancy Pelosi, go look at how much she made, how much she was worth before she took her job, and add up her salary for all these years. And it just doesn't make sense, folks, where this money's coming from. So if anything, Donald Trump, he said that the swamp needs to be drained, that there's corruption in Washington. So he spoke the truth. So that's what they're afraid of. They're not really afraid of Donald Trump so much, the man. They're afraid of Donald Trump, the message, folks. The message. Waking people up to show. Donald Trump has shown us that we're being played. We're being played by the Democrats and, yes, the Republicans in Washington. Do you think these Republicans in Washington, when they leave for Christmas break and go to the suburbs or go to the fucking Hamptons in their fucking $10 or $20 million estate, do you think they care about you? You are a peasant to them. And see, Trump exposed these people. More and more Democrats, more and more libertarians I talk to that have common sense in their head, have said to me that they know that there's corruption in Washington. But guess what? They never spoke those words before Donald Trump took office. We were blindsided. You never knew how bad it was when Bill Clinton was in office, or Barack Obama, or George W. Bush, or even one of my favorites, Ronald Reagan. Because these people were part of the swamp. See what I'm saying, folks? Donald Trump was a developer, a businessman. And I believe that the country needs to be run like a business. And I think that's why, you know, Donald Trump did more in 4 years for America. You know, you might have not have liked his style. You might have not have liked him that he's outspoken, you know, but he did the right thing by the American people. And that is what they want to prevent. They don't want you to know what I'm telling you. They don't want you to listen to people like me. Okay? They want to tell you somebody like me is a racist or I'm a white supremacist because I speak this. But look at Donald Trump's policies and look at what he accomplished in 4 years. His policies were pro-American. They were good for the American in the suburbs, out west, whatever, for the working families, working 9 to 5, whatever the case may be, truck drivers, people living to paycheck to paycheck. He's for the working man. And they don't want somebody for the working man, is what I'm telling you. They want somebody for Wall Street, big business. That's what they want. And they're going to do everything they can to prevent Donald Trump from running again in 2024. They're still at it. So, yeah, so that's where we're at. So What else do I want to talk about? To be honest, I didn't think I was still as stuffed up as I am, so I'm not going to be on here long, folks. I may be back in about 5 or 6 days. I may take another little bit of a break because I'm still trying to get over this head cold. What else? Tonight is New Year's Eve. I didn't go out last year for New Year's Eve. To be honest, I was sick. I'm pretty sure I had COVID or just getting over it, and I didn't want to push it. I'm not sure if I'm going out tonight, to be honest. Part of me wants to go out, but to be honest, I went out 2 days ago. And folks, you know, as you heard me say before, what was I saying? Yeah, you heard me say before, folks, I'm too old for this shit. I just can't do it like I used to. So it's hard for me to recover. So yeah, I went out Thursday night to O'Malley's, which is Thirsty Thursdays, Rock Night. For those that don't know, they're going on 14 years. That's right, folks, 14 years this February. Rock Night is the longest themed night in Ocala. In other words, what does that mean? The longest themed night for people not in the bar business or the club business, that means that it's the longest running theme night, which means theme is Rock Night, Thirsty Thursdays, all you can drink till 12 or all you can drink till 2 a.m. And what I'm saying is that hasn't changed at O'Malley's on a Thursday in 14 years. That's the best way to describe what I'm saying by themed night in Ocala. So yeah. So I did that Thursday night. I don't do that every week. It's a lot. But I had a fucking blast. A lot of people I haven't seen in a while came out. It was a good time. So, yeah. What else do I want to talk about? Oh, I want to talk about how Pasta Fair has rice balls. And I think it's only for this week. It's this week on the specialty menu. Why do I mention that? Because I heard so much about Milano's having rice balls, and I heard WOCA talk radio show Tom Schmidt talk about it, you know, and he didn't mention Pasta Fair by name, but you know he was probably taking a dig at them because they didn't have it on their menu. But rice balls basically is rice, peas, and ground beef rolled in flour, fried to perfection, served with vodka pink sauce. I haven't tried them, but I'm hoping that I do get to try them. I didn't get to go down to Pasta Fair this week. I just haven't been feeling 100%. But I'm going to have to try these fucking rice balls, man. I'm hearing good things, folks. And I'm hearing the word on the street, folks. The word on the street. Because you know me. I have eyes and ears everywhere and I hear everything. The word on the street is Pasta Fair's rice balls are giving Milano's a run for the money, folks. Now you can take that to the bank. Tell your friends. Tell your neighbors. Tell your dog. I'm just saying, even tell your ex-fucking wife. You see what I'm saying? Tell her to get to Pasta Fair, especially if she's had Milano's rice balls, and tell them to fry you up some fucking rice balls. And I'm sure they're going to do it. But anyway, I hope everybody is safe tonight for New Year's. If you're drinking, please do not drive. I believe AAA, you may want to call them, you may want to confirm. But every year, AAA does this thing, right? Where you call them or text them, I believe. And they will come and pick you up and tow your car for free. No shit. So you don't have to drink and drive. There's no excuse. There's no excuse, folks. You can call AAA. And they will fucking tow your car for free. Tow you home and give you a ride home. How could you beat that? So it's not worth dying over. It's not worth it, folks. It's not. So yeah, be safe tonight for New Year's Eve. Don't do what I do. I'm sure that if I do go out, there's only two fucking bars downtown that I really like. You know what they are? The Black Sheep. Which is my friend Megan's bar, and O'Malley's. I don't really like a lot of the other bars, folks. I just don't like it. I'm not going to get into the reasons why, but I'm going to do a podcast episode about the reasons why I don't like other places here. And I'm sure that's going to piss a lot of people off once I tell you why I don't like some of the other bars. But as usual, I don't give a fuck. I'm just going to call it the way it is, folks. You know me, call it right down the middle. I don't give a shit where the cookie crumbles. I don't give a shit where the cards fall. I will always fucking call it right down the middle, folks. That's what I do. But anyway, thank you for listening to the best podcast. That I may be a little biased, but I really do think I'm the best podcast in Ocala. We have a couple other ones in this town that are fucking lame. Bunch of liberals run it. A bunch of fucking what's the word? What do they call these guys now? Not progressives. It's another fucking word. Oh my God. Hipsters? Isn't that it? Bunch of fucking hipsters run some of these fucking podcast episodes. It's all about attention, right? It's not about getting to the bottom of real things. It's not about talking about things that the average American can relate to, right? It's like bullshit fucking subjects and topics. I mean, it just really is, folks. Let's be honest with ourselves, okay? A lot of people walking around have their head in their ass. They don't have common sense. We all know that. But anyway, thank you for listening to the greatest podcast, Real News with Lee Leffingwell. I will be back soon. If you have any email you want or things you want me to discuss on my podcast, go to realnewsocala@gmail.com. Send me an email. Tell me what you think of my podcast, if you like it. Hey, I'm doing the best I can, folks. Right? I'm doing the best I can. Thank you for all the support, the listeners out there, the haters. I know you're still listening. I know you're still tuning in. And I think it's fucking awesome. So thank you all for hanging in with me here. We're going on a year and 2 months, folks. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? So that means October of 2023 will be 2 years I've been doing this shit, man. And I've got a lot of you guys listening, man. I got people from all over the world listening to me now, folks. And I'm never going to stop talking about that because I fucking think that's amazing. I got people in the Virgin Islands listening to that. My friend Rob's listening to me. He's got other people in the paramedic business, in the medical field listening to me at the Virgin Islands. There's some people in Hawaii listening to me, folks, in Puerto Rico also. So thank you for listening to me, man, in these tropical climates. And like I said, spread the word. Tell your neighbors, hey. Be like, hey, you guys listen to podcasts? Check out this Lee Leffingwell guy. He knows. They may like me, they may hate me. But hey, as long as you got them listening, right? So thank you for the support. And again, be safe tonight, folks. Be safe. It's New Year's Eve. A lot of crazy shit happens on New Year's Eve. You know, people die on New Year's Eve, folks. I mean, drunken driving, crazy shit going on. People are reckless. And remember, you only have this one life. You have this one life. It's fine to take risks. But remember, you want to wake up in the morning, okay? You want to, you know, when New Year's Eve is over and it's done partying, you still want to have a life, folks. You don't want to wind up in a fucking casket or you want to try to avoid all of these problems, okay? So go out drinking, having fun, because I'm probably going to be doing the same. I hope if I get rid of this fucking allergy. My nose is stuffed to fuck up, if you can probably hear that shit. So, but anyway, thank you for listening, and I will talk to you again very soon.